事儿都弄个电影，
嗯，
是那个什么，
好，OK，我 Circle Nine 我是 Panu Magudo，无人不打西马布里奥斯。Você quer me soltar no vale este dia? Okay, I want to mention next week, we're going to have the Shem Monday night rebellion. Monday night.
Monday,
we'll have
okay.
Monday morning, Bezer Shem. But
okay,
just because I have a couple of chassidus, Bezer Shem. So Monday night. But I always call anyway. Yeah.
Just a reminder to everyone to mute because it gets feedback sometimes when not. When...
Yeah, everyone should mute. Yeah, let's get some salsa. Once we get the salsa, then we can start the shoot. How you doing, Harav? You're on vacation now?
No, midterms.
Midterms. How's MD? How's the MDS island? Yeah,
it could all be Easter, but thank God it could all be Wednesday. Here we go. Baruch Hashem.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Oh, Jesse?
Yes.
Oh, Jesse's here. Okay. Okay. Okay, Jesse's here. Okay. Hello? Yeah. Well, you have a couple. Do you need the answer right now? Because I'm about to start the share. Yeah, call tomorrow. Unless you need, if you need the answers tonight, I'll give them. So call me tomorrow. So I'm calling you tomorrow. Okay. Bye bye then. Bye bye. Okay. I'm just waiting for the salsa.
Bye.
Can't start cheating without seltzer, right? Ari, yeah. Ari?
So I was able to go out before the Rav Harfness came up with a new chela.
Oh, yeah, I spoke to him today. He didn't tell me.
Yeah.
What?
Haitzah.
Haitzah, yeah?
Yeah, the it's Haitzah, the Begadim. It's Simanim Shin Aleph through Shin Zayin.
Okay.
Yeah, so he did a very nice job.
Yeah, we were spoke on the phone today. He didn't tell me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to start in 1 or 2 minutes, Ramosa.
Did you ask him about why he was mocked by the tissues from last week?
Yeah, no, I didn't get into the tissues. Are you on vacation, Jesse, or you're in school now?
Back in school.
Yeah. Oh, it's here. You know Jesse's still with us?
No.
Are you coming up? Where are you?
In medicine. Okay. Zecha Nishmas Avi Mari Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zecha Nishmas Daniel Shena as Yeshua Fala. First of all, I'd like to welcome everyone. It's a nice oil and bigger than we've had in the recent past, both between the Zoom and the live. So that comes adds to the shear. Comes, it's a whole different have everyone here. There's not going to be as many shiurim as books as there were on the Lama Tess, so. But But Rav Ariel, I like to tell you that we're not doing Rav Shalrei.
Yeah,
Ray.
Say we put that behind us.
I already made till Nun Dalet already. So, okay. Okay, so give Mokta, like money, things like that. And then, with certain things, not only, say, for example, I put money on the table, I want the money to be on the table. Not only is the money Mokta, but the table itself is Mokta. That's buses. They're halachas. In other words, not in all situations, but the buses. The bus is the thing that's below the money. The mukta also becomes mukta. So even if you'd want to tilt the table, you wouldn't be allowed to, because you can't move mukta. So you can't move the table also. And there are halachas of what makes something a buses and what's not a buses. But a buses basically takes the din, something that's not mukta, and makes it mukta as well. Like I say, I want to keep money in this drawer is only for my money. So not only you can't even open the drawer on Shabbos if it's just money in the drawer. Because since it's a buses to the money, then the drawer is also mukta. So we have to see what the halachas are.
Let's say in the drawer there's your tefillin, but there's a sitter in the bag.
No, so then that's going to be future weeks. What if the drawer has your socks, but you also keep money in? And then you need to...
It's always under the books, right?
Yeah, that we had many moons ago, the discussion of what this halacha status of tefillin is. As a whole... Yeah, so that's a whole discussion. But we have to understand what makes something a busts. So let's see what says the Shulchan Aruch. So today the Shulchan Aruch Shin test Sivdaud. Shachach Evan al pi chavis. In other words, you have a barrel, right? And you put a stone on top of the barrel. But you forgot it there. It's not like you wanted it to be there. Omaos al hakar, where you forgot money on the pillow. So then, but you want to use the pillow and you want to use the barrel. So the question is, could you, or is it considered what? Buses. So mate chavis al tzid of Evan Ophelis. So you can move, you can tilt the barrel and the evan will go off. So what does that mean? That means that the barrel did not become a buses. Because if it became a buses, then you wouldn't be able to tilt it. So what's the vort? The answer is because shachach. You didn't have intent to keep it there. You forgot it there.
Why is it a buses before? Why is it a buses at all?
Because the stone is mukhtza.
But you didn't have that, so why the barrel of buses?
If you had in mind that you wanted if you didn't, then you don't make it. It doesn't become a buses. So that's what he's saying. Shachach Evan al pi achavis. So almost al hakar mata chavis al tzid of Evan of Fellas umenayir hakar, and you could also move. You could tilt the pillow for most of them. But what if the barrel is between other barrels and you're not going to be able to... So you can even pick up the barrel because again, what's the idea? It's only shachach. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, but if he had in mind, it wasn't that he forgot it there. He purposely kept it there. With intent that it should be there. So he wants it to be. because that it's a basis. The Yesh Omrim, but he says another thing, another opinion. Please mute, Rabbi Osai. There's somebody that's not muted. Please mute. Okay. Everything's good? You mute everybody? Okay. There's one. Okay. So you have two opinions. One opinion says a bus has to be, it has to be intended to be there on Shabbos. One opinion says only the beginning of Shabbos. As long as you had intent that it should be there, b'chnisas for Shabbos, it's a bus. And the other opinion says, you have the intent that it should be there the whole Shabbos to be a buses. So two opinions on what makes something a buses. Intent to be there at the Knesset.
Intent the stone?
The stone. Or the money.
How would the stone get away?
Yeah, how would it?
No, in other words, you left money there because the guy is going to come and you owe the guy money for the cleaning lady money. So you put money on the table from before Shabbos that she should come in the middle of Shabbos and take the money.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Is the intent that you want it to be there, or that you know that it's
there? No, you want it to be there.
Is there first, you have to have a reason.
So the question is, for whatever reason, you don't have to explain any money. You want it there. You want. Yeah, in other words, if you knew it's there, then it could be just a shachach. You know, so this is more. You have to have intent. But the question is so according to this opinion, if you had intent to keep it there, but you know a guy is going to take the money in the middle of Shabbos, then it's not a basis. And then you could move it even when the money is still there. You could...
according to the second sheet, though. According to the first sheet, doesn't work.
Right. But those are the two sheets. Right. Oh. But let's take a look.
Does it make a difference why he wants to move this barrel? I mean, he didn't tell us why he's moving it.
Yeah, he wants to maybe get the there's wine in the barrel. Somebody wants to drink the wine.
Even though he'll have no wine for Kiddush, he can't do it?
No wine for Kiddush. It's a good question. But we know the halacha is that if you have a shofar underneath the stones, you're not allowed to move the stones to get the shofar. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's mochaber.
So there are no exceptions to the reasoning right now.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. But he has to have kavana that it should be there. He has to have kavana. If he doesn't have kavana, then it's not a. Take a look at the Alter Rebbe on page 5.
Oh wow! And the Rama says even if it went off, the guy took it away, he can no longer move it. No.
Yeah. Says the Alter Rebbe Sif Tes, Eina heter nasim basis iser elam ked hinicha olav bekavana leizer tzorach meiv tzorach iser atzmo b'shvil she yisyashiv olav betov kiremol shal akar. He wants it to be on dafka on the car. Meiv tzorach dover acher muter kigod evin shal piachovis aval miyuch olav bederach akroy shalom bekavana. Let's say he doesn't want to. He doesn't have kavanah. He gives you an example. This is a good example. I think the Truma Sedeshin say you have a drawer. So not everyone is so mesuda. You just put things in the drawer. So one thing is on top of the other thing. You know, whatever there's room for. It's not like you have, oh, I want, well,
you've been in my
head. Yes. So he says, if you haven't put things on, but there, shalom b'kavan, leiz etzorach sheyelo munach alof. K'mo shurgim b'hashem b'teva, chafotzim elu al elu. In a drawer, you put one thing on top of the other. It's not like you want dafka to be this way. Leiz elu revach. Because really, you'd like to put everything on the bottom of the drawer. But you run out of space. So they used to do a second level. You know, put things on top of the other. Because it doesn't work. We don't have so much drawer space. So we put things one on top of the other. So if that's the reason you're putting something on top of the other, then that's not basis. Say you want to keep money in the drawer, and then you put it on top of your socks. It's not like you wanted to put it on top of the socks. There's no room on the first level, so you put it on the second level. But not because you dafka wanted on the socks. So that's b'she'elo revach, l'tharnas malkam, l'chol chavitz, b'shulei ha-tever. Really, you want everyone on the bottom of the drawer. But there's no room. Lo na'aseh zeh bosis lezeh, medina k'shocheach. So even though you had it in mind, in other words, but you didn't necessarily, you would have rather put the stone on the bottom of the drawer. But there was no room, so you put it on top of the socks. So now the socks don't become a bosis. Because you didn't do it that you really wanted it should be. In other words, the case that you put the money on the table, you wanted the dafka to be on the table for whatever reason. So then that's
the whole drawer.
Oh, so no, well, there is a question of the drawer might not be because that's the next week's share. When you have Dover Mutter and Dover Osser, so that's the question. Then it might not be buses. The question is, what are the rules? Does the mutter thing have to be more chashuv than the asr thing? But here, forget the drawing of buses. Let's assume it's not because you have other things in there. But now, maybe the stone is on that pair of socks and you want to dafka wear that pair of socks. So he says that that's not, so you can take those socks out. And even though you'll pull from underneath the rock and you wear those socks because The stone didn't make those socks of buses because even though you knew what you were doing, that you're putting it on. It's not like you forgot, but you didn't do it because you had any special reason why you did it. The only reason you did it is because there was no room at the bottom of the drawer. So you put it on top. If I'll ask you, did you do it? He says, yes, I did do it. Did you have kavodim? Yeah, I had kavodim, but I could have just easily put it on something else in the drawer. This is where I put it. So then that's not called buses. So now the question is, what about the tablecloth? He says, "V'chein mutter l'taltel ha'mapa shal shulchan, aval pisha menorah omedes aleha, v'fi she'enu tzorach lo shetei menorah la'mapa el shulchan." In other words, you have a table, then you have a tablecloth, and then you have the leichter. So, right, the candles. So is the tablecloth a buses? Or just the table a buses?
Why is the tablecloth not bubble to the table?
Well, the tablecloth is still the tablecloth is its own entity.
So it's not,
because
it's throwing it
out. No, we're not necessarily a disposable tablecloth. Regular. So say you need to move, you want to move it, say in the middle of Shabbos, you want to roll the tablecloth off and just take a safer and put it on the this. So is that, but the leichter is on the other part. Well, tablecloth is one chafetz of tablecloth. It's not, so if it's a buses, so then you can't even move the other part of, right, of the tablecloth.
You can't move the table either. You can't.
Yeah, so he says the table zikr is a busts, but is the tablecloth a busts?
Something that's flexible, the whole thing is a busts.
Hmm?
Something that's flexible, like a tablecloth, the whole thing is 50, 20 inches, 30 inches long. It's,
so it's one, the it's one, yeah, it's one unit.
Once you have to move anything on the table, everything on the table should also be a busts.
Yeah, but I'm not moving the part that's under the menorah.
Yeah. But still, it's one chayfetz. So let's see.
I thought the idea of buses was by moving the buses, you're moving the chayfetz.
The map is there. You want to, because it's nice to put a tablecloth on the table for Shabbos. But it's not, so therefore, Mamela, the leichter is going to be on the, but it's not like you really care that the leichter, you want the leichter to be there. You also want the mappa to be there. So there's a competition. The mappa has to be there, the leichter have to be there. So what do? Shalom Yisrael. You put the tablecloth out, and then you put the leichter on top of the tablecloth. But it's not pshat that you needed the table, that you need the leichter on top of the tablecloth. It happens to be the tablecloth is there. And the leichter has to be someplace, so the leichter is on top of the tablecloth. So Mamela, then the tablecloth, he's saying, the Alter Rebbe is saying that the tablecloth will not become a busis, and if you need to move the tablecloth, you can move the tablecloth.
What does Alter Rebbe, how does it define what a busis is?
So he's saying busis is something where you have kavana, but dafka you want it this way. It's not just that there was no other room, so you put it there.
You move the tablecloth to fold it up on that side of the receiver. Grab the tablecloth off the table.
Yeah, so if you're going to grab the tablecloth off the table, then just practically, I don't know.
Okay.
Theoretically, yeah. I mean, your life might fall over.
Okay, it's a rock. Good.
Your leichter might fall over, but he's saying that the tablecloth itself, so practically probably not going to do it, but you might, if you want to say they want to do something on the table and you don't want it to be on the tablecloth, so you can roll up the tablecloth part of the way and then use that rest of the table.
Friday night, you realize you need the table, you put a whole bunch of books on the table, you realize. Take the tablecloth off.
Yeah, so there is shachach. If you're shachach, then there's no din of.
It can happen very often on your if a guy has a king size bed and he's in a hotel and he puts his wallet on the corner of the bed.
Yeah. Right. So that's shachach. Right.
Oh, even if he puts it on purpose, but he can still move the blanket to get under the blankets because he's not moving the blanket that's under the.
Right. In other words, he wanted it on the bed. He didn't necessarily want it on the blanket.
Yeah, he forgot. Yeah.
He said it's all because of the menorah on the map. El shulchan. Ve'enu mamid al map. El bnei sheyefshar lo lifnos makom la menorah beguf hashulchan. Om bnei sheyenu choshesh lifnos la makom. Nefichach lo nases hamap basis la menorah lo nesra betilt. So that's a yisod in the din of buses. Oh. So now let's take a look at one of my favorite stories, the Soros Tshuva. Soros Tshuva is the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer. Again, he was killed in the in Auschwitz at age 95. The Soros Tshuva. So it's always an Indian to learn, to keep the memory going. So he has a piece on buses, yeah? So I figured if he has a piece on buses, you should do it, right? So let's see what he talks about. This is Kuf Samach on page 7. Zokta Zoy. This tapakti mimishi yesh lo mapa. Tishtuch, right? He has a mapa. That he keeps on the tablecloth. L'chassas is a shulchan b'shabbos is v'yom tovim. K'mina gisrael. It's mina gisrael. K'duhuva b'hagod, the Ramah, shulchan chanor ha'rachayim. Right, it's a halacha. Mina gisrael. U'muchan hu gam kein l'anich sefer Torah la b'yom kriyas ha'torah. And he's also planning, I guess he's going to have a minion there. We have a Sefer Torah. So they put the Sefer Torah ready. I remember the later years of Feigelstuff, that's all, Long Beach. I used to be there. I used to spend Shabbos by my friend Rabbi Steve Siegel. He lived on the same block with Feigelstuff. He'd always invite me for one Shabbos in the summer, myself, my family, and we would. And those days, where Feigelstock didn't have, wasn't so well, wasn't able to speak, but he had the minyan in the house, and we would go Shabbos morning to that minyan, so they would have a Sefer Torah there, So he has a Sefer Torah there from before. Because he's gonna, you know, they brought the Sefer Torah obviously from before Shabbos. For Hanicha Sefer Torah, im hemi neiros shel Shabbos kodesh al shulchan hamuchusim b'mapa zu, im nesu hamapa l'taltel mishum bosses and over osur ayla neiros Shabbos. So what does he have? He has the neiros Shabbos there, and he has the Sefer Torah there. And he put the Neiros Shabbos on the Shulchan, on the Mapa. So we know what the Alter Rebbe said, but we'll see what he's going to say. In Nesu HaMapa, L'taltel, so say you want to, so what do you want to do? You want to move the Mapa. We'll see why. Or is it considered a Basis? Right, so the Alter Rebbe says not a Basis because
forget about the Mapa. Why not the whole table?
What?
What's the table itself? Isn't the shayla on the table itself?
Let's see. What's
you the want shayla? Use the Mapa to wrap the Sefer Torah.
So you want to use the Mapa to what to cover up the Sefer Torah? What? Oh. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says. Yidei Amogan Avraham Kosov Deha Deba'azmane L'suda L'meitzer Meit Filin. In other words, he has a face Zekel, Tfilin Zekel. He is made to put Tfilin in. But he Upam HaRishon Shavsarbo Tfilin Hayatashmish Kedusha Osu L'shtabish B'machol. But if you never used the Zekel before, you bought a Zekel in the store with Tfilin, but you never used it. And now you want to use it for money. So you use it for money. But once you use it one time, in other words, it was made for tefillin, and now you used it for tefillin already, so now it's finished. It's for tefillin, you can't put tovar shel chol. It says, dafka b'bailim. Im acher tzar be tefillin, mutu d'shtamish b'chol. They know them also tovar shel shalom. Because if somebody else puts filling in there, that doesn't make it a Tashmish Kedusha. It's the person who owns the Zekel that he bought it, and he puts filling in. Now you can't use it for anything else. But if someone else happened to, oh, it's a Tfilin Zekel, I need it, you know. This is another big yisod from the Ramah, that you can't come to my house and put your wallet on my whatever, because in other words, make my chayfetz a basis. Even if you had in mind to do it, but in other words, also davar she'ein shelo, so you can't make it. You can't make it a basis. Lo nesar kli mishum basis. Tzarchi in halu mishnah befureshes. He begin. Hametamim amadei meyam asam manasech. So there's a question of okay, Hezek Sheinu Nikar, whether that's Shmi Hezek or not. Okay, that's a separate thing. Well, okay. So he says, Eina, we know there's a din Eina Dover Osa Dover Sheinu Shalom. So let's look at the person. He says, "If a mapa hanal he shall rob him." So if the mapa is from the tzibur, page 8, Edu yochel asuk shemit hamuktzal leh. V'ohim mapa hishalo, hagam she'osu lo niach leh neros, ishtamish betashmish kedusha, mikomoko mi'ovid mahani la'osu. So if it's your mapa, then... So then it would ask. In other words, he says it's nothing. It's not servicing the neighbors. It makes the table is what's servicing. He's saying the same psak as the Alter Rebbe, but a different knetch.
Yeah, does he mean it's needed for the table? Is that the
Shabbos? To have the table covered is a covered Shabbos. That itself is a covered Shabbos, but it has nothing to do with the candles. It's nothing to do with Vzei Yishli Yashim, Masha Rabbim, Edom Zihil, Metaltas HaMapa, Sha'amdol La'aneus B'Shabbos, Ben HaShmashas. He says, people on Mekel, they don't treat it like a basis. Hagam Shal Chathil Tzvichim, Waniach HaLaMapa, Es HaChalos, Shal Shabbos, G'day Sha'ashulcha, V'amapa basis, Kam L'Dover Mutter, Kedisim V'Poskim. The Poskim say that you should put the Chalos on the table at the beginning of Shabbos, so therefore, this way the table won't become a bosses. Because since you have the chalas and the leichter, and the chalas is dover heter, the leichter is a dover iser. So but once there's a dover heter also, then it won't become a bosses. And again, next week we'll learn more of the dinim of that. He says, "Vamapa bosses gamel dover muter kedisim poskim v'ha heter choshev yosef ben iser ki achalos ikur su the Shabbos." He says, "The chalos is the ikur of su the Shabbos." So even though we'll have to see, it's chashiv is totally an expense, is it totally? But he says, what he's saying is, "The chalos is the ikur su the Shabbos." So it's more choshev than the near Shabbos. Shemisha ain't all a pruta achas all the near the Shabbos Kodesh, all pasta Shabbos Kodesh, pasco demis. Komokum Fimash Kosov, the Shaina Mapa Bossis El Alashulcha, the Mapa Ball, the Chavit Shabbos Kodesh, the Chasas Alashulcha, Kenog, Im came Mushav Masharab made in his arm. Zelfiza Osam Amanichim, the Kavana, old Mapa Tachas Neiris Levad. But say you have the tablecloth on the whole table. And then you have one small thing, like a plastic that you put on underneath, only underneath the leichter. Because you're afraid maybe the oil or the wax will drip. So you have something there to catch it. So we talk for a map of Dola Prusa and Shufa. Map of Zu Vada Yasura Bishabasis. So that's what he says. Because that is made specifically for the going to the candles, so that's what he wants to say that Vadei Asur B'Shabbos Yishyom Afil Maniach Chalos, and even if you're going to put chalos on that mappa, right? Kevin Shekol Ika Kavanos Arach Mishum Haneiros Lo Mahani. It's not going to help because that thing was for the neighbors. The fact that the chalos nothing to do with that. To make the challahs worse. The wax is going to drip there. So if you want to put challahs, so you'll be able to, you'll be able to take it away, that doesn't help.
Rabbi, isn't it similar to the Gemara? The Gemara says that the nair is a basis to the shalhavs. Meaning...
He's going to talk about that. Yeah. He's going to talk about that. Yeah. Oh, so then he says, continuing down page 8 on the left side. Well, Meguf Hadavar Yeshel Tachbe Kevin Shamapa Mucheres Litein Aleh Sefer Torah. So you put the Sefer Torah in Kain Hech Muto Lifros Ala Shulchan Lechvot Shabbos. Yeah, he says the mapa here has kedushas tashmish to as you lay on it face. Kufa Dov Yeshiva came in the mapa Mucheres Liter Ala Sefer Torah for Hanicho Ala Sefer Torah. You can hech muta lufros ala shulchan. So if those have used this mapa, you put on the use it for the Sefer Torah. So how can you use it for? Tzarich lutkol v'lomer shazel lo havatash mishgomer. Okay, with the mikar nohag kach have a kiilu hisnalza. Okay, maybe it's considered making a tanai. The gomer the parochas of frei ha'oron hagam shehi rak tash mishishnashu tapish lo oron v'oron the Sefer Torah. Okay, with the fami manchi Sefer Torah la mikri tash mish kedusha imkain eich yuchal achakach v'forsa al ha'oron tzarich lomer or the masha poris al ha'oron lo mikri tash mish or the have a kiilu hisna. Oh. What happens if you put chalos on the table? So you wanted that it should be a basis ledover heter and ledover iser, and then someone took the chalos off the table before bein hashmashos. Kedusha bosses rak ledover aser. Vadaiti shari lo taltalo. Why? It was a Knitsa Shabbos. It was only ledover bosses lovisa. But the answer is just like if you put the books on my thing, you won't make it a bosses. So too, by taking away the ledover heter, you're asering my thing. That's also ain adam aser ledover shayin shalom. The daiti shayin l'talo ki ha'cherim eini cholim l'esor alav masha eino shalohem. Yishayiz ba'al umam, kevin shalo toflu ha'baylam sabasim l'mukta shalov elo l'heter, and ha'chalo shal shabba shahim ha'ikr, u'maise u'machshev s'acherim ein bo'e l'osro. Fi ma'baylam l'hunicha dover ha'heter ala bosis v'idliko z'aneus alav, v'kim lu shabbos b'had l'okosro, v'chach ha'idich alav ha'chalos, yishay gam bosis dover mudda, nira l'daiti shalo ho'e l'hatir, chach ha'tach ala bosis, kevin the ikr time of the beginning of the success. Right? In other words, you can't put it later. If the Bible didn't put the Dover Heter, it's okay, that's a whole discussion. But it works both ways. Both ways. So if somebody puts their mukta on my thing, it doesn't make it. And if somebody takes away the Dover Heter, it also doesn't ask it. Then he has another piece, the next piece, take a look at Samach Aleph. He says, Tapachti, if you mind, it's a baramod, Echad, he diach mukzal, Klisho Haveru, but over that, clean as his boss is the Dover Osser, the Mistalaka mukzal, Mutul of Alabais, the Taltal of Bosses, which they know the Moser, Tovishanzo, Hekad, the Anche Beso. It was, what about a family member? Is that considered, because if somebody else is not a family, but what is if somebody part of the family? Puts the mukta there. Would you say also eino dom osir dom sheinu shalol or family members that is like me? It's not a hechad inchi beishim b'shtam shebichol kleilav shol balabais. The family members they use. Yeah, kibtzon kederecha olam b'stam adichol balabais midaitohu. Midichu dover mukta on kli be'ofet shenasis mosam dover osir kachechuser hamukta im osir balabais l'taltel tzakli. So he leaves it as a suffix. He leaves it as a suffix. He says maybe that's not considered in Adam Oser Dov Hashem Shalom. Because so then he has an interesting thing here in the office.
Who wrote the Ikhay Cipher?
Who wrote the Parish on the...
It's not him, right? Because an Ois Zion, he brings a Pyramid Kodom.
Does he say who wrote it? I'm not sure. He probably says in the Sefer, I didn't see it. Of who...
But Ois Zion is probably a very common thing.
Well, which is Ois Zion? Let's see. Which one?
In the previous, the original.
What page?
Page eight.
You say Ois Zion, if you want to look. Right, you have a silver tray underneath the nearest. And Mahani Mashikin will have pass. Well, she knows a map of Bucharest, Kadesh, Holy Vitatum, how is a normal near Atzmal, no Mahani Mashikin.
Is he saying that a tray is better?
He's saying, is it going to help? As we say, sometimes if you put the thing on the wax thing,
doesn't help.
Doesn't help. But what about the tray? Maybe it shouldn't help the tray either, because the tray has nothing to do with the challah. So that's his discussion. Stop it. But Ichim Tashal Kesef Tachas Adairus Imahani Mashiyitin Alof Pas Ulam Shenosim Mapa Muchedes Kidesh Acholov Itafte Valar is a double in Eratzmo Lomahani Mashiyitin Alof Pas. But maybe this, that's like considered like the Nair itself, the wax that gets the wax on it. But maybe this is better. Maybe it could help. Maybe it could help. That's the Shiloh. Oh, so now he has an interesting question here. We're talking this here, page 11. Chafatzim muchtzim sheinichem betevas or bekisim be'emtzo imos ha-shavua. Say somebody put something in the middle of the week. And he wasn't thinking about Shabbos. And then it stayed on Shabbos. So is that considered a basis? So he's saying, no, Mohaisa Bedaito, the Farish, even though he had come on when he put it on Wednesday, but he wasn't thinking about Shabbos. And then when Shabbos came, it's there, lo and behold. The law of inertia. If you don't do something, it remains. Right? So the same thing, you put something on Wednesday and you don't get rid of it. So if you had, right, those were the 2 days that we saw. That's a clear mazigum bosses l'dover osa. Mashlum choradol olam lo chashim bosses l'kim lo dait das b'furesh. It only becomes a basis if you have in mind that you want it to be there b'Shabbos. Before you saw it, hadavar kavur, but that's the truma sedeshin. If you nichem bekavana b'chol, v'lo yidayt to do shoshu shom b'Shabbos, avchachach shocham shom, mikri shocheach. He says that that's the truma sedeshin. I feel he nichem alachefetz b'tchil l'fnei hazman bekavana. And he says it's not only if you put it on Friday. Maybe it's only if you put it on Friday for Shabbos. So a lot of cases could be just shochach. And look, so Beis Yosef b'Shulchan Aruch Hishmit, the next paragraph. Kol divrei tumas edeshen al sasa because of lo nasa bosses l'mkei hayalo kavana before reshes sheishar sham b'knisas haShabbos. But he doesn't say the tumas edeshen is mashma only if you do it on Friday. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that down. Says mashma the gerad nafil hinichem sham b'tchilas Shabbos nasa bosses. But Mishnah Berurah calls him love the ilu hinichem b'kavana b'chol. Lo yadaitu b'fer sheishar sham b'shabbos v'chachach shacham b'kivit shacheir. So the Truma Sadesh is mashed, but it has to be Friday with specific Kavana that it should be there on Shabbos. But some say no. The Shartzian says no, that if you leave it there an Erev Shabbos, if you don't have Kavana, if you do it on Erev Shabbos, the Stomach, that means that it's going to be there on Shabbos. So then even Kavana Stomi is good enough to make it a Bosses. But the rest of the week, if you leave it on Tuesday, then you have to have in mind that it should be on Shabbos to be a Bosses. On Moshay Yimot HaChol, Sorech, Sheichav in the Feir, Sheishar Shab, on Knesset HaShabbos. But the Beis Yosef said, Gav Shenichom Erev Shabbos, Sorech, but the Beis Yosef said, no, even on Friday you need specific Havana. So that's the question. But certainly if it's early in the week and you didn't have Havana, so then that's Shocheach. And
Rabbi, what he says in the next paragraph is interesting. He wants to be mechalik on the place where you're talking about. Like, let's say you have your pots and pans, you normally put them in the drawer. So yeah. Even if you don't have kavanas, since that's it's makom, it's called the buses anyway. The next thing,
yeah, that's a good, yeah. Well, we should look at that. We didn't bracket it, but Nasa Bosef, yeah, Mistaber the Dover Harogil. We should look. But Ari Feldman is pointing out on page 12 the part that I didn't bracket. Shemunechas Mekomo Hakavua. So if Harfus writes Mistaber Dover Harogil Yishar Sham Kol Hazman. He has something. He has things that are muktzah in the kitchen, you know. But that's their place. Then he leaves them there. Every thing in the kitchen has its place. So when he returns it to its place, so obviously it's going to be there on Shabbos too. So that's ki'ilu. If in other words, the things in the house that have plates in the house, when you bring it to that place, even on Tuesday, then it's as if you had kavana. In other words, this whole discussion is when we're talking about things that don't have specific places. You know, you put something here, you put something there, but something that this is its makom kavu in the house, so that when you put it there, you have in mind that it's going to stay there. If you're putting it on Wednesday, this book's ingredient, that it's, it'll still stay there on Shabbos because that's its makom kavua. So even though you didn't have specific kavana, the fact that that's its makom kavua in the house, meila shekmokin, it's considered. So the same thing he writes. After lo kiven behedya, meila shekmokin am kis samyu in lachoch. He says you have your wallet, right? And you put the money there in the beginning of the week. And you never mind, you know, it's going to be there at Shabbos. But this is where you normally keep it. The kina shatan go shisham beitzah shisham efroach she also betalta afshal yadom yizeb b'odyom kevish adech shisham havek miniach. So that's the word. The things that are the derech is to be there, then that's considered having kavana, and then that would be probably any time of the week. Wouldn't be only thing. But say for example, page 14, he has a thing. He has Nosset 8. You put your pen in the safer. So you should remember where you're holding. So you put your pen and you close the safer. So is the safer Nasa Bosses Lover Osser? He says, oh, Mutter Tautan Field. Why? Because I'm Nasa Hamilton Kholya. Because first of all, by a pen, it's a cliche Mlach Dolis. So it's not going to be more Chomer. Shemutter Tautan Tsarkufa Mkomo. So the safer can't be more chomer than the pen itself. That's one thing. But he says, like, but we'll say, for example, there's a whole discussion we've had about blank paper. What's the difference? Is a blank paper muktzah or not? So what if you put blank paper in the sefer before Shabbos? And so he writes here on page 15 at the bottom. He says, it's near daf reik, toch sefer, my sefer nasa bosses vadir. He says, no, mutez betil the why. Mal din mishim mat sneer daf reik betoch sefer. You must say for us, the boss is like a daf reik, shahu mukhtza. If you hold it, it's mukhtza machmas chimushan kiss. It's like expensive paper or something like that. So he says, Rabbi Moshe held that if you leave paper in the sefer, then the sefer is a boss. So he says, Lani is not the Yeshua Fakbek, I'll say. Says Rav Farfus. Well, I had came in Shetachlis Adapim Marekim and Shamish as a Limud, and Shamish La Sefer, Shadish Loiza Pidir Shetora, and you're a Sefer, Losha Sefer, Bishamesh La Hadaf. Nitsu Shaolam Halimur Iker. And he says, anyway, in other words, you can't say that this Abbasis means that it's Tuffel. The Sefer is Tuffel to the paper. No. The paper is Tuffel to the paper's not going to ask the Sefer. And he says, it's Mazmana said that paper's cheap. Man, you know, it's bizarre, but also them say, ain't shum erich ladaf klapi ha-sefer. It's nothing compared. So you can't, but he's making a point that the whole idea of buses is that it's subordinate to the thing. So if it's, so if the paper is there, either to you shouldn't lose your place, or you want to write some chidushim, whatever, but to say that the paper is the ikar, and now that the sefer becomes usser, so the thing. So
Harvard is. Well, Rabbi, that follows with Rav Moshe Shita that paper is kisar and kis. Right, we learned the tshuva that
right, Rav Moshe,
he was here. Yeah, so it's Rav Moshe Lishitasa because he says that paper you want to use for anything else.
Yeah,
well, I don't understand. If I have a pen and a sefer on the table. Is the table of bosses?
A pen and a sefer.
Separately. When I say it's a bosses over heter and a over osa.
Yeah, so that we have
so,
to...
So why would the sefer become a bosses for the over osa if itself is the heter that could cancel
that's the if they're two separate things, the sefer and the thing.
Well, but if
the thing is in the...
If I put a
but then he says a very important thing before page 16. Say Erev Shabbos muktzah al davar mutter. Say Erev Shabbos he puts muktzah al davar mutter, and then it's a buses. Well, chashuk for hayam basically says Shabbos yashim b'daito. Then he thinks in the middle of he's going walking to shul and he says no, that's a bad idea. I don't want that to be there, but he can't get home. So the question is. Could it help that he has das that he doesn't want it to be there? But the mice, it's there. Could he be mevatel a bosses in your head? So Pashas is like he writes, it doesn't help because it's there. They must shove a motzi with a mice. You did a mice. You made a bosses. You put it there. It's not shachach. You put it there. So now you're mischarit. And you're not going to go back. You're already by shul. And you don't have your cell phone. Pashas says it's not going to help. He quotes the sefer Shalmei Yonason, "Shenimlach lasira somach lahashecha, ask for enu yochal lasira misham." So he says that maybe this is as far, I don't know, it's hard to understand. You could have a svara that machshava alone could undo it. what he said.
Why not, Rabbi? The whole shaila is telling machshava on how long you want it to be.
How you machzadas?
Yeah.
So in other words, you want to say Ari Feldman saying that that you're walking to shul and you made a basis and you know what you did, and now you're thinking, hey, we're going to need that table for something else.
But the initial machshava was always connected to the action.
Right.
Now you just have machshava without undoing the action.
So that's his discussion. So he says maybe it should work. That's what, and Ari Feldman thinks he likes the svara because the whole idea of mukta is haktzos das. So if you, even though you did a maisa, but the yisod of mukta is you machza midaitos. You made it a bus. It's tofel to the thing. So maybe you could be machshava. You could undo it. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush.
Something's there. You can really think about it. When you're ritual, you go, oh, you know, it's good. I left it there. Now the person will have it there. I want it. When you put it there, you didn't have any
problem. There's a chumra. You want to say a chumra. If you want to say this is a kula, what do you think, Ari? You like the kula. What about Jesse's chumra? You like Jesse's chumra?
I couldn't hear what he said.
He wants to say, what if you put something there, you didn't necessarily have kavana, and now when you walk into shul, you say, oh, I'm happy I put it there. That was a good move.
So then it's a basis.
Even though when you did the maisa, you didn't.
When yeah.
You did the maisa, you just quickly, you were rushing, you just put it there, you weren't thinking. What?
No, but once you keep right here.
No, right. If you didn't have kavod, but here now you have kavod. After the maisa, you have kavod. Before Shabbos. You're walking to shul. The first case we had, he's talking about where you had kavod to make it a basis. And now you want to unbusses it before Shabbos. And so you like that svara that you can be vakal. So Jesse asks, Rick Jesse, could you do l'chumra? Could you, like before Shabbos, you wouldn't rush. You kept putting things here, but you weren't thinking about anything really. You just, and then while you walk to shul, you said, oh, I think that's a good thing that I did. Now you talk a thought about it, and you like it.
It so would be probably in the sheetahs in the Shulchan Aruch. How long does it have to be? Does it have to be the Kala Shabbos, only mixes of Abeinu Shmashas? Maybe it's Tali. His Shaila.
But you did the Maisa, when you put it there, you didn't have any Shabbos, and now you made the Maisa.
So if you go with the sheetah, that's because Shabbos.
So you say maybe according to you, it should work both ways.
No, according no.
It shouldn't matter, Kol Shabbos. Whatever you need, Kol Shabbos, or not Kol Shabbos, you'll have a machshava for whatever will cause it. But you didn't have the machshava b'shas the mice. But it's still before Shabbos, before Bein Hashmashos. So that was his discussion of Harvard is the kula that you could maybe mevatel the buses before Shabbos. And maybe it should work both ways. You can make it because maybe it's not totally b'shas mice. It's totally what the kavada is before Shabbos. So maybe even if though you're ready by shul, so you're not going back. Not bad. So maybe it should go both ways. Bein the kula, bein the chumra. If you hold
from the Shulchan Aruch, the way it brings the halacha down. It says either shachach or hinicham. It doesn't have that in between.
Yeah, he doesn't have. That you changed the mind the chumra.
Well, even the kula.
But the kula, I can understand more.
Because at the end of the day, my kavana of hanacha.
Yeah, in other words, could you? In other words, Rav Harfer discusses whether you could be makel to undo a basis b'machshava. I'm not talking about when Shabbos started. I'm talking about before.
He put it on to leave it there and then change his mind. Does that take it as if he didn't put it there on purpose and becomes a shachar?
Yeah.
Rabbi, if you...
I think it's a good shaila. You have to think about it some more. But maybe Pashas, maybe it works both ways. Like what Jesse said, it works both ways. If he can be Makel, maybe he should be Machmer too. Even though it's not connected with the Maisa. Okay, well, so something to think about over Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Sari, Shkoyach. Okay, let me make an announcement. 1 second, just throw that in here. This coming week, Be'ez Hashem, Siyata Nishmaya, we're going to have the Shir Monday night. Not Wednesday night, but Monday night, Be'ez Hashem. Same time, 8:30. So I'll try to call everyone for the same time. Monday night. Okay?
It's an exception to the schedule.
It's exception to the schedule because Be'ez Hashem, there's chasanas, whatever. Exception to the schedule, yeah. Okay, Yishkoach to everybody.
But Lamaita, this shot of the is a shuva, and could I roll up my tablecloth? I don't, so my sefer doesn't get chamistic on Shabbos?
Yeah, so that he's saying...
I do it all the time without thinking about it.
You say that it's not a bus, he's saying.
Is that Lamaisa?
If you see Lamaisa, we'll see if there's any, but that's what he's,
I know we rarely go Lamaisa, but this applies.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk. I'll tell you more. Okay. Okay, call to.
Thank you. Shkaya, thank you.
Good night.
You don't have it.